This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time he was on the show was back in October of last year. And I'm talking about no other than BioLargo Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. With us today is the CEO, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
It's so good to be back, Everett. We've got to do it more often.
Absolutely. You know, when I looked at the time frame, I go, wow, has it really been 4 or 5 months since the last time you've been on the show? And you're one of the longest people that's been on the show for 6, 7 years. I think the show's been going now for 7 years. So congratulations on that. And thank you very much for your support.
Of course. It's been great. And, you know, our business is growing dynamically. And as we say, all the things we said that would happen are finally happening.
Yeah, you did say that. Well, let me ask you this. We just saw you recently put out an announcement about your 2022 revenues being, I think, over 125% higher than the previous year. My question to you is, what accounted for that and why the dramatic increase? What happened?
Well, there's a couple of things. You know, as you remember, the company has a series of technical assets, 8 technologies. We also have a full-service engineering firm. And so what we're witnessing is two things, the adoption of technical assets, namely our odor control products, through a partnership with a brand called POOPH, P-O-O-P-H. And it's growing incredibly fast, and it's awesome. So we can detail that in a minute. And then the second piece is the engineering group themselves is finding significance in customer adoption for their services. And so it's the combo, really. And here's the thing, both are going to continue that track. I mean, we've kicked off the first part of this year with such a significant load of business that we know that this trending will continue. So it's a very great moment. And of course, as the revenues climb and our overhead stays relatively fixed, you know, all of a sudden we got free cash flow. Well, that's a new thing for BioLargo.
Right. That's a good thing.
It's a really good thing. And you can look out and say, okay, we keep this trend up for just a little bit and, you know, we'll have enough money to pay all our bills for the whole company. And,
right.
And there's assets that haven't even gotten adopted yet that we know will be adopted.
Do you have more boots on the street now?
Well, we're still operating, I think, with a full staff at 32 or 33 members. Then we have subcontractors. Now we got, you know, 20 and plus subcontractors. So we got a lot of work that we get done for some of these projects that way. But the key is not headcount. The key is the adoption of products and services that can scale. And that's what we're witnessing. Okay. Especially in the product side, like POOPH, P-O-O-P-H, POOPH. I mean, it's amazing. And what happens is, you know, the expansion is so aggressive, but our partner is doing the heavy lifting on the expansion, and we're the wholesale supplier, the manufacturer.
Right.
And we get a little markup on manufacturing. We get a 6% royalty on their sales, and we bargain for 20% of their exit. And they landed Walmart. They blew it out on the testing at Walmart. Now they're expanding nationwide, and we can't say the names, but there's a list of the who's who of other retail accounts that are adopting the product as well. And their stated goal is to get 25,000 retail outlets by the summer to fall of this year. Well, they're on their way, and the orders are flowing. And so we're really busy, but we're not busy hiring a bunch of people. We're busy supporting the infrastructure needs of this customer, our partner.
Got it.
I mean, it's just awesome. And what happens is, as the numbers close, free cash flows happens. I mean, it's just awesome.
Are you guys doing a white label with that product?
Yeah, I mean, so the way they refer to their company, their product is a consumer CPG, consumer packaged good. This is a consumer packaged good. They own the brand. Okay, we're the manufacturer, right? So it's their brand. We manufacture, and the things that are in the bottle and the putting it in the bottle and putting the label on the bottle and then putting the bottle in a case and putting a wrap around it and a palletized and shipping, that's our job. Okay, and so the chemistry is ours. So it's a formulation that we developed over 8 years, and have made significant investments, probably around $10 million, okay, to become expert at the design and implementation of this product. And so this is an example of the business model coming full circle.
I was going to say, just real quickly, tell some of my new listeners what exactly we're talking about the order thing, because I just want to bring them up to speed on that.
Well, yeah, so the best is go to poof.com, P-O-O-P-H.com. Watch a little video. There's an infomercial there. And there's a liquid chemistry product, and the chemistry in that is our invention. And it's patent protected. It's got well over 10 years of work on it. And what we took it to market in the industrial side and found significant traction nationwide and built a business. So we're treating landfills and wastewater treatment facilities and, you know, in a category that's not very sexy, right? It's kind of stinky, okay? And, yeah. And not nearly so stinky after we get there, but it is good. And we proved it. You know, we broke into the market with a breakthrough technology. So it's an oxidizer. You know, it's real simple. And the nature of the chemistry is so safe to skin, safe for the air, safe for the environment.
Animals.
Yeah, it's not going to hurt a thing. Okay. And yet it's incredibly powerful as an oxidizer to break down the compounds that make odors. And so it's a novelty, and it really works. And again, we're not bashful about the claim. It's the number one performer that we know of in the world.
Switch gears here for just for a second. Maybe give us an update on your treatment technology of PFAS, also known as forever chemicals in water, which has become a really huge thing. Now, I didn't know how big it was, but I've been listening to CNBC, and they've had like three or four major Fortune 2000, Fortune 1000 companies in that space also.
It's amazing, yeah. Well, so we started 3 years ago developing a technique and a product, and it's a machine, and we call it the AEC, and it's an electrostatic concentrator, aqueous electrostatic concentrator. Basically, it creates an electric field, and as the water flows through the machine, the PFAS is drawn to its opposite charge, and as it's drawn through the flow of water, it binds to the surface of a membrane. It collects it. So it is the most efficient collector of PFAS and take it out of water. What's unique is it's a selective extraction. It takes only the PFAS. Mm. And that's a big deal. And also, it's able to achieve a non-detect status, which means it can take it, quote, all out for the layman. For the scientists, below the level at which science can detect it. That's what that means. So we've proven those things, right? So we've got our first customer lined up. It's a big project. It's a remediation project. Think of it like a Superfund site, and it'll come in at around $7.5 million a year for probably 10 years.
Wow.
I mean, it's a big one. Oh, yeah. And that's our first one. Okay, now we've also set up a national sales organization. We've got about nine signed agreements representing coverage of the entire United States. This includes independent reps plus channel partners. Channel partner is another descriptive term that means companies that are in an intimate relationship with clients. They bring us in as a partner to serve a customer where they may actually be already be under contract with that customer. So those are channel partners. Anyway, we've got such great coverage, and I think the breakout moment occurs when we have evidence in the field of fully scaled units. In the meantime, we're winning, but it's hard work. You know, we're not winning them all.
You got a time frame for that commercially?
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard, of course. We've got a couple more clients now that want to move forward with us, which is great. Generally, when they say, let's do it, it's like 3 to 6, 9 months before you actually break ground because they're big construction projects.
Understand.
But they run for years. They run for years. So the way I would say it is we'll see meaningful progress and revenue, significant revenue in 2023, and we'll also see the foundational bricks that can multiply and will feed us for the next 20 years.
Well, I'm glad you brought up 2023 because I think that's going to be a breakout year for you. Right now, your market cap is sitting at around $59 million. Your stock price is around 21 cents a share. That being said, what are you mostly excited about going forward and looking in 2023?
Well, that's easy. You know, as they say, sales are the cheapest form of equity.
So I like that.
We're going to sell some product and some services, and we're going to have a business that can pay for itself. And I think that has a chance to happen a lot sooner than people realize. And then the second is, you know, Poof is built to sell. So when that thing gets up to about $100 million a year, it'll sell. And the thesis is it'll sell between $400 million and $700 or $800 million.
Wow.
At which it will pick up 20%. So yeah, I'm fully expecting, you know, a year, year and a half, 2 years to pick up a check for BioLargo in the $50 to $100 million range. And, you know, that's the cheapest form of equity.
My guest today has been Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO and maybe one of the hardest working CEOs out there on the OTC markets. Look them up. Their company is BioLargo. Their ticker symbol is BLGO. And Dennis, I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from today's interview?
I think there's an argument, right? There's an argument for BioLargo that's really meaningful, and it takes a little thinking, right? So everybody needs to do a little deeper dive. And here's how it goes. You ready? The technologies are largely de-risked, and the company's demonstrated a commitment to making an impact. We're impact people, okay? So now, with the de-risk technology and the high impact, we're going to watch the tide is going to rise, and all the ships are going to rise with it. And we've got 8 technologies, and what we're witnessing is the adoption of 1 or 2 moves the needle for all assets. And so we've got a big future ahead. Do your diligence. Give us a call. And go BioLargo.
I appreciate that. Hopefully you'll come back on the show a lot sooner than 4 or 5 months from now. Hopefully you come back in around 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Awesome. And tell everybody to go to Walmart and get some poof.
Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate it.
Take care. Cheers. You bet. Bye-bye.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.